It's Tuesday, October 15, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. Seven men convicted in the longest-running Caprivi treason trial were sentenced to prison terms ranging from 5 to 16 years for their involvement in attempting to secede the Zambezi region. The trial, which spanned decades, involved 132 individuals charged with 278 offenses, including high treason and murder related to the Caprivi conflict between 1992 and 2002. According to reports, the men had already spent over 20 years in custody. Director of the Legal Assistance Center, Tony Hancocks.
It needs to be dealt with promptly and certainly not 20 years. There have been a number of applications and counter applications, but still it's in the state's hands, in the court's hands to make those decisions. And I believe that it is a miscarriage of justice, really, that they have been incarcerated for so long.
Water Minister Karl Hermann Schletwein is at this year's Cairo Water Week. The event underscores the importance of water management in tackling climate change. He launched the African Union's Water Investment Platform, featuring a project portfolio valued at approximately 649 billion Namibian dollars under the Continental Africa Water Investment Program. Here is Simon Nyipanduluwa, the ministry's spokesperson.
He stated that we cannot go out to development partners seeking financial assistance while we ourselves are under budget for the developmental and operational costs for the water and sanitation sector. He noted that we are running the risk of losing the race against the climate change. We could have acted earlier, but we chose not to. The essentials do not change. Whether we have too little or too much water, we humans must survive together with other life on planet.
South Africa's Zionist Federation has urged the Department of International Relations and Cooperation to intervene against the proposed renaming of Sandton Drive after Palestinian politician Laila Khalid. They believe this change violates the Diplomatic Immunities and Privileges Act because Khalid is associated with a group classified as a terrorist organization by the United States. The Federation's spokesperson, Rolene Marks, urges DIRCO to object to the proposal before Friday's deadline.
Renaming Sandton Drive, it is also potentially burdening for businesses with address changes and undermines confidence in the city. This change appears deliberately provocative towards the U.S. consulate located on Sandton Drive, potentially discouraging American investment in Johannesburg.
The World Bank announced on Monday that it has reduced its economic growth forecast for sub-Saharan Africa this year to 3%, down from 3.4%, largely due to the impact of Sudan's civil war on its economy. Reuters says, nevertheless, growth is anticipated to exceed last year's 2.4% rate, driven by increased private consumption and investment, according to the bank's latest regional economic outlook report, Africa Pulse. Andrew Dabalane, the World Bank's chief economist for the Africa region, described the current recovery as basically in slow gear during a media briefing. There are 3 weeks to go until Americans head to the polls, and Donald Trump and Kamala Harris remain locked in a dead heat. The former U.S. president and current vice president are hot on each other's heels, hosting dueling events in the battleground state of Pennsylvania, where the election may be won or lost. On the ground for us is Benji Hire.
No wonder both candidates are back in this fossil fuel hub where they're tied neck and neck. Pennsylvania and its natural gas industry has the power to sway this contest. It's 19 electoral votes is the most of any swing state. Trump and Harris's appearances there follow a flurry of vociferous weekend campaign trail activity. He railed against immigration and threatened to target his political enemies if he wins next month. She questioned her rival's health as he vies for the Oval Office for the third time. Benji Hire, Washington.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.